Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Well, I've said this before. I've learned more football from Jimmy Johnson than anybody I've ever worked with. He's just one of my favorite people. And I love the fact that he's still on the show. He's down in the Keys, and he was one of the great college football coaches, won a couple of Super Bowls in the NFL, and he is just one of the reasons I like working on the weekends. I can talk to Jimmy, and I just pepper him with questions, and he's always got thoughtful answers, and he is joining us live, a Hall of Famer now, richly deserved. We complained about it for years. We didn't understand why he wasn't in. Now he is. He's joining me down in the Keys via the Coward Global Satellite Network. So let's start with this. So no preseason, and everybody like me can come out and criticize Mike McCarthy, and I don't think they look very multiple on offense. And then part of me thinks, well, settle down here. How good can they be? What are the expectations? When you watched the Cowboys offense, which struggled in the second half, what's the problem? Where's the blame? Am I being too harsh saying they just don't have – they're just too vanilla?
I think you're right on as far as not having a preseason, not having the offseason, not being able to implement some of the things that McCarthy can bring.
Right.
The one thing, they are a very talented roster. Prescott is a very good quarterback. The more I evaluate Prescott, the more it reminds me of a quarterback that I used to have when I was at University of Miami. I had Bernie Kosar and Vinny Testaverde at the same time. And people wanted me to compare the two, Testaverde or Kosar. Testaverde, big, strong, could run like a deer, had a rocket bullet arm, could scramble, could run, could do it all. But the offense had to be precision for him. It had to be take the step, throw it here, look, read the safety, throw it here or throw it here. That's it. Kosar, you could throw him out there with a bunch of rag knots on a sandlot. And he was going to make plays. You know, I mean, he just made plays. In some ways, not as talented and not as good, obviously, but in some ways like Aaron Rodgers. Can just make plays, you know, throw off your back foot, sling it underarm, do all these different things. And I think Prescott's a lot like Testaverde. You have to have a very precise offense to be successful. But as far as letting him go and just drop back and read the field and make a lot of decisions, that's not his game. So McCarthy, I'm sure, will implement some of his stuff in time, but they are at their best, you know, when they are taking the lead, pounding the football, rushing the passer, but playing from behind or even in a tight game is not their game.
By the way, you're a fan of McVay. Last night, your interpretation, I like Goff more than people do, but I think McVay is a pretty special guy. What do you see as a Hall of Fame coach with McVay?
I thought he did a masterful job last night, knowing that they've got the pass rushers, knowing that, you know, he did not want to take the negative play. You know, in the negative play, the interceptions or the sacks. So he ran the ball. He ran the ball. At times it was boring he was running the ball. When he wasn't running the ball, it was play action, dump it over in the flat. Very rarely did he have to go down the field.
Yeah.
He did a great job there. Hey, and they played coverage against those receivers, and were able to rush the passer. Yeah, he did a great job, kept it tight, and then, of course, won at the end.
So Bruce Arians, very critical of Tom Brady. And, you know, Tom's been around the block. Your thoughts, even though it was our first game together, were you often publicly critical of a quarterback? Are you okay with that?
I probably was at times. I shouldn't have. It should have been a one-on-one conversation. It's hard. I mean, anytime you call out one of your players publicly, especially a quarterback with their egos, you're going to cause some tension there. And I think it's tension that you don't really need. But, you know, sometimes all of us, you know, Reporters asking questions, you know, right off the cuff, you want to give them the right answer. A lot of times you shouldn't give them the right answer. Belichick's got it best, you know, owned to Cincinnati. You know, and so, yeah, I don't think it's good to publicly criticize your quarterback.
Yeah. You know, I tried to consider the circumstances with Joe Burrow. I thought he looked pretty darn good. I thought that last drive, his feet were good. You could go back to Aitman, compare, like even when you were losing with Troy early, there were probably things you saw that you liked and you knew deep down, I just got to get him better players. What did you make of Burrow's debut?
I thought he did a great job. You know, first time, you know, right out of college, you know, with no preseason, you know, no offseason work. I thought he did a great job. He put him in a position to win against a decent, not great, decent football team. And so, you know, he was able to tuck the ball down, run, actually got the score that way. He's going to be good. And, you know, Norv Turner worked him out when they were getting ready for the draft. And he said, hey, this guy's got it all. He loved the guy. I think he will get better and better. It's almost like the conversation I had with Troy Aikman his second year. I said, you know, if Troy hadn't hurt his shoulder, we would have made the playoffs the second year. And I grabbed him in practice one day. I said, Troy, I tried to get you in the Pro Bowl, but it didn't work. I'm sorry. He said, Coach, don't worry about it. I'll get plenty of Pro Bowls. You just keep surrounding me with good players, and we'll be fine. And that's the same thing for Burrow. If he gets enough good players around him, he'll be fine.
You know, it's interesting. Baker Mayfield plays Burrow on Thursday, and Cleveland's got better players right now. And Baker's on his fourth head coach, one of them interim, you know, three head coaches. And I watched him yesterday. And, you know, I've been critical of the kid, so, you know, my word doesn't carry a lot of weight anymore because I've been so critical of him. But, God, we're on a fourth head coach. He still is hot and cold accuracy. He and OBJ doesn't work. I still think he thinks he's a little more athletic than he is. At some point, Jimmy, as a staff, as an organization, you're either in or you cut bait. Where do you think – I mean, is there going to be a point this year with Baker, if it's the same stuff, that you have to go sit to the owner and say, we got the wrong guy. It's not going to work.
Yeah, I think you just got to scale him back and do what he does best. I mean, that organization is so just here, there, and everywhere. Yeah, they've got some talented players, some that probably have got more talent than they've got sense. But there's something wrong there. It's been something wrong there for quite some time.
Yeah. You know, I watched Minnesota and Green Bay yesterday, and it's funny about this. So when I watch Arizona with Kyler Murray, I mean, Jimmy, they let him throw 40 times. The coaching staff, they're really handing the playbook to him, and they're letting him go. And then I watch San Francisco with Garoppolo, and I don't know if Kyle trusts Jimmy in certain spots. And I wonder about that from a coaching perspective. Are you sending a message in San Francisco to the players that the coach doesn't trust the quarterback? Because I watched Seattle yesterday with Russell and Kyler. Those coaches just said, throw it. And I feel like the players can figure that stuff out. Would you worry in San Francisco that they're taking the ball out of Jimmy's hands a lot now?
Well, they may be doing it for a reason, Colin. I just throw it to you. You got Russell Wilson or Jimmy Garoppolo. You know, which one do you want?
Yeah, Russell, yeah.
Yeah, and even though it's only been a little over a year, Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray's better.
Probably, right? Yeah. I mean, so maybe the coaches are doing exactly the best that they can do to get the most out of their player. You don't want to throw stuff at a player that he can't handle. You know, they're doing the best that they can do to win ball games. And they say, hey, this gives us the best chance to win. If we open it up and we start doing all this, you know, we're going to barely be 8-8. And so they're doing what's the best thing for them to win ball games because their quarterback is not as talented as the other two. With Russell Wilson, you can do about whatever you want to because he's got that much talent. I mean, the guy's great. Aaron Rodgers, you know, hey, what do you want to do? Aaron can handle it. You know, they're great players. You know, but every quarterback's not a great player. So you do what you have to do to win games.
That's interesting. You know, it's funny. Yesterday, New England only threw 18 times with Cam. But I got to tell you, Jimmy, right? When I watched him, I thought it was an incredibly efficient game plan. I thought it was, it was like, wow, that's what you do with Cam.
Hey, would you expect anything different from Belichick?
I know.
Yeah, he's not going to let Cam Newton lose the game for him. He knows what his talent is. I've talked to Josh McDaniels two or three times here in the last month, and they are so pleased. Of course, Cam's got to prove himself. You know, Cam's a very proud, egotistical individual, and he's gotten beat up the last year or two. Yeah, he's healthy now, and he wants to prove that he is a premier quarterback. But, you know, being a premier quarterback is not necessarily dropping back and throwing it, you know, 40 times.
Right.
You know, his strength is running the football. And, hey, this is going to be a very difficult offense to get ready for. You know, don't forget, Josh McDaniels had Tebow and won with him there in Denver. I mean, won a few. Didn't win big, but won a few. And, you know, here they're running the read option. They're doing all kinds of things that Cam can do. Now, as time goes on, Cam has shown he can throw the football as well as anybody. But it's got to be a little bit like I talked about on Prescott. It's got to be precision. Read the safety, throw it here or throw it there. Don't drop back and look at the field.
Right.
I think they're going to be fine. And then once people spend all of that time working against the read option and working against Cam running the football, that's going to open it up for Cam to throw it down the field. I mean, I thought they did a great job yesterday doing what they had to do to protect Cam and to win the game.
By the way, you going to go fishing today?
No, I may go tomorrow, though.
Can't go 2 days without fishing. Okay.
I wanted to be ready for your show, so I didn't want to go fishing this morning and then be real tired and not want to do your show.
You're the best. Absolutely the best. The Hall of Famer. Coach, it's great seeing you. Thanks for coming on.
All right, Colin. Good doing it.
All right. Guy knows his stuff. Yeah, I mean, you know, if you really listen to that segment, what he kept saying over and over basically is you have to identify what's the best way to use my quarterback. That's that segment right there. And the whole thing is the identification. This is what he does well. Let's tailor a game plan. Like McVay last night with the Rams, Jimmy puts it perfectly. They didn't put him in the crosshairs. He was moving. There was no drop, seven, sit, pound, pound, pound. They didn't do that. It was run, screen, rolling. So they put Goff, and I thought Goff played pretty well, in a position to succeed. Belichick put Cam in a position to succeed. You have to identify, though, and that's what Jimmy Johnson's strength was always. Personnel identification.
Right.
Jimmy was the great recruiter at college. Like, he could see Warren Sapp was a tight end in high school. And Jimmy's like, no, he's going to be a great defensive lineman. That's what Jimmy Johnson did. He took tight ends and made a defensive ends. He took receivers, made them corners. But that's that identification. A lot of coaches get that wrong.
Well, I just don't. That, to me, that's the identifier of a great coach. Like, a system is fun and that's cute and adorable. But that's really about you. You have to do what your players are capable of. And
that's
if you
right.
identify what they do best and put them in a position to elevate that, you generally win.
If I'm doing play-by-play,
you play to win the game.
I'm fired in about two games. I'm an opinion. Like, that's what I do. Right? Like, everybody's got a strength.
Right, yes. Don't put people in positions to fail because that's not their strengths.
If I did play-by-play, I just start rambling on about stuff.
Yeah, play-by-play is a lot harder than people think it is.
Yeah, this is just making stuff up.
Yeah.
That's like...
We just wing it half the time.
Accuracy and stuff. Joy of the news.
No. Turn on the news. This is the Herdline News.
I love Jimmy's subtle flex with the Lombardi behind him, by the way. we see you, Jimmy. Let's put that trophy right there.
Oh, yeah.
So Gardner Minshew is not here for any Jags tanking talk. He went 19 for 20, 173 yards.
19 for 20
touchdowns.
In the NFL. 19 for 20 in the NFL.
Against the Colts, which Colts fans could not, I mean, they couldn't tell me enough about how great they were going to be this year.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, it's week one, not going to get crazy, but he did take the L to Jacksonville, who was supposed to be tanking. 27-20 win over the Colts, and Minshew was fired up in the locker room afterwards, telling his team, that just shows what we can do right there. That's just a bleeping glimpse. We ain't even scratching the bleeping surface yet. Don't be satisfied with 1-0. We got another division game coming up, so bring it this week in practice. Iron sharpens iron.
What an unlikely stud.
I loved week one. I thought there was a storyline from every single game.
Anybody that boycotted the league, bummer, because you missed like 15 stories.
Enjoy watching that paint dry. I'm sure it's thrilling. Phillip Rivers, actually.
He threw it 45 times. He had a lot of good throws. Just two stinkers.
Yeah, well, those two stinkers often end up being the storyline of the game. He was 36-46, 363 yards, one touchdown, and two stinkers, two interceptions, as you mentioned. But I thought this was a very interesting game. Obviously, not the outcome that most people expected, but I like that Jacksonville is feisty.
Yeah.
But this is the thing about tanking. Players and coaches do not tank. So this idea of tanking only ever in any sport applies to the organization, the owners, and the front office.
Yeah.
Players and coaches are not interested in any tanking talk because no matter what, whatever you do week to week is going on your resume. So for the next team or for the next year,
what's going
to
be
what people are going to pay attention to. Not like, oh, well, you were on a tanking team. That doesn't matter.
Just think about this. What if Minshew with this group of players went 8-8? Then Trevor Lawrence is out there.
Well, Trevor Lawrence is out there hoping that happens.
Yeah, no kidding, right? No kidding.
He's rooting for that. So, but look, I'm never rooting for a team to be terrible anyway. That's not good for our business. We don't like duds. Like, everyone always thinks we're rooting against Cleveland and we want them to be terrible. We want Burrow to be terrible.
Bad football stinks.
I would like everyone to be great. Not great. I would like everyone to be competitive. There's not a week where you're looking forward to watching a team that's tanking. So everyone being competitive is the ideal situation. Very impressive out of Jacksonville yesterday. The Bears were down 23-6 to the Lions at the start of the fourth quarter. And Twitter was going crazy about Trubisky. He was like, well, I'll show you a little something. Actually, it's just the Lions doing what the Lions do. But he was very impressive, though. Gotta give him credit. He led Chicago to a remarkable comeback, throwing three touchdowns in the final quarter to get the 27-23 win. They also had some help from DeAndre Swift, who dropped what would have been a game-winning touchdown pass with seconds remaining. That's rough.
That's rough. You know what,
right
though?
There
are people that I think are good people. Like, I think Trubisky is bothered by the negative press. I think he's sensitive. And it's like, good for Mitch Trubisky to win that game. We know this is the end. But it's like, you know what, man? He may end up getting moved on. He'll stick in this league. Somebody will use him as a backup. He works his tail off. He's a good kid. There's certain limitations. But that is a huge win for his self-esteem. I'm over Detroit. Like, I don't buy him. This was great for Mitch Trubisky. I know Matt Nagy. You watch that game and you're like, you know what? That's a resume filler. That's one of his great moments. Good for him.
The book on Trubisky is that he is a great guy. Jimmy Graham called Trubisky pretty special after the game and said there was never a moment on the sideline when he wasn't upbeat and very positive. And they were down.
Yeah.
To the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And those are the intangible things that even if you're not a great quarterback can put you in the position to make a comeback like that if you don't allow the ups and ebbs and flows of a game to affect how you feel about yourself or how you feel about what your team's capable of. That's what you want in a quarterback. Now, you also have to have the talent to go with it if you're going to be a great franchise quarterback. But in a situation like that against the Lions, who often do what the Lions do, which is exactly what they did yesterday.
Yeah.
You have the ability to make that comeback with the right guy with the right attitude. So finally, the Cardinals had an impressive duo with Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins this season. In his first game with Arizona, Hopkins set a career high of 14 receptions for 151 yards in the 24-20 win over San Francisco. Very impressive win for Arizona. He's very open about how happy he is with his new team, saying after the game, after what you guys saw today, the sky's the limit on what this team can do. He also tweeted, words can't describe how happy I am to be a part of this organization. He also just got paid quite a bit of money for his services. So
when you are a team with a great defensive line, what can minimize that is a quarterback that moves. Kyler Murray and Russell Wilson are having success against that 49ers front. And Lamar had some success, too. Like, that Niner front is great, but Russell and Kyler Murray run around. They never get tackled. He ran 13 times yesterday, Joy. He got hit once. He got pulled down once. He either slid, got out of bounds, or scored. Russell Wilson and Kyler Murray are literally the two quarterbacks in the league in Lamar that can neutralize some of that dominating Niners front.
Well, there's several kinds of running quarterbacks, right? Like, you can be a mobile running quarterback and not necessarily be elusive. right, and know how to avoid contact. And the three of them definitely do. And you're right, that does neutralize a great defensive
line. Look
at this. Line,
it's just that's a nightmare for a defense.
And then just step out of bounds.
He's got, because last year he took some shots.
Yeah,
he
can't do that.
No.
That was a concern we had about Lamar early on, and he's learned how to get out of bounds and get down as well. Yeah. Kyler Murray was 26 of 40, 230 yards, one touchdown, one interception, and also had 91 rushing yards and a rushing touchdown as well. Very impressive.
Very. Good win for them. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line
It's called
news.
The three-word game. We can sum up every NFL game yesterday in three words. That's coming up.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
By the way, can I read this to you, Joy?
Yes, he may.
Bucks at Saints yesterday, highest rated week one game on Fox in 4 years. The biggest audience in American television since the Super Bowl, up 10% from week one last year. How about that?
Congratulations, guys. It's very exciting.
Very exciting. How do you not watch yesterday?
It was wonderful. It was a great day of television. Awesome. Sports everywhere.
My dogs who that run around the house just looked at me and said, Dad, we're going to sit here with you and watch this thing.
It's like, awesome.
How about the highest rated week one game on Fox in 4 years? By the way, the pregame show's on Fox. I don't even watch the other networks. We're good yesterday.
We're always excellent.
Not going to lie. It's beard. It's a ratings.
Listen, we do football the best.
We do. We do. Actually, Fox does. All right, here we go. Three-word game. Pow, let's go. Texans Chiefs Thursday night. Gunslinger goes surgical. Yeah. Mahomes didn't have a single completion over 20 yards, 75% completion percentage. Andy Reid said, you're not getting hit. Our offensive line's not ready to protect you. The gunslinger went surgical. Scary for the rest of the league. Seahawks Falcons, fearless and flawless. Tied for the third highest single game completion percentage in NFL history. He was insane yesterday. Russell's the only quarterback to throw multiple touchdown passes in the first quarter in week one. Pete Carroll gave him the offense finally. Let Russ cook. They did. Jets, Bills. Awful. Gase closed. Adam Gase now 7-10 as a Jets head coach. Only team with fewer than 270 total yards. I understand they're rebuilding the offensive line again. That was embarrassing. He ain't making it to Thanksgiving. A Raiders, Panthers. A bad rule. Oh, come on. Game right here. Got Christian McCaffrey, 4th and inches, and they hand to a fullback. Hell. What are you doing? Teddy Bridgewater's a pro. Christian McCaffrey's the best running back in the NFL. Matt Rule. Well, this is the play you run if you're not creative. Matt Rule, you are creative. Bad play call cost him the game. Eagles, Washington. Wentz was wincing. Sacked 8 times, 41.3 passer rating in the second half. Was the worst among all quarterbacks in week one. Sacked 8 times. Bears Lions. Fourth quarter Mitch. Only quarterback to throw 3+ touchdown passes in the fourth quarter in week one. That's impressive. He stunk for 3 quarters, but MVP Trubisky is my new name for him. Stellar in the fourth. Colts, Jags. More Minshew magic. Listen to this. First player in NFL history to throw 3+ touchdown passes and complete at least 95% of his passes in week one. And by the way, Colts have a defense. Colts get after you. They went and got DeForest Buckner. They got Darius Leonard. They got good young corners. That's not a stinky defense. Packers, Vikings. Packing on points. Franchise record for Green Bay in week one. It's also the most points allowed by a Mike Zimmer team in his era in Minneapolis. Now, they had some injuries. They lost a great corner. Griffin is gone, pass rusher. So this defense will get better. It's not as good as it was last year and the year before, but Aaron tore him apart. Browns, Ravens. Same old Browns. Biggest blowout of any game week one. Mayfield had his second worst passer rating of any starting quarterback in week one. Browns haven't won a season opener since 2004. This organization's got to come clean on this. If you're led by Baker Mayfield, it's not much of a team. He's got to be a component, an ancillary piece to a strong running game. That's what Baker is. Dolphins, Patriots, lights, cam, action. Only quarterback with multiple rushing touchdowns in week one. 15 carries. That's the most carries by any Patriot quarterback in franchise history. They realized what he was. I'll tell you what, Belichick needs him. Cam needs Belichick. A little harmony. Now it's Dolphins. They were favored by a touchdown. It was the Dolphins, but it was a nice opening week for Cam. Chargers, Bengals. Burrow gets bangled. Listen, Burrow was good. He was great in the last drive. He was calm. He was poised. He had one big mistake. Second to last drive, he had a bad mistake, but I thought he looked great. And they missed a field goal. And the kicker pulled his hammy in the same time he missed a field goal. But overall, to me, I thought Burrow was B+, ton of composure, looks like a really, really potentially excellent franchise quarterback. Bucks Saints, work in progress. Bucks had 9 penalties, had a punt blocked. Brady had 2 picks after throwing 8 all last year. Give it time. It's fine. Tommy needs a preseason. Mike Evans didn't practice all week. This is pretty much what we thought it would look like. We really did. Cardinals, 49ers. Wild, wild west. Best division in football. DeAndre Hopkins, Kyler Murray, 15 catches. This was really a game. A lot of the country did not get this game. Garoppolo really struggled. Kyler really didn't. This division, if Arizona's the worst team in this division, watch out. Because this division is stacked. 3 great creative offensive guys in Pete Carroll. Cowboys, Rams. SoFi, so good. Rams 4-0 in season openers under McVay. The stadium's remarkable. Joy and I have flown over it 100 times. It's the last thing you see as you come into Los Angeles. Apparently, Al Michaels said last night, you can actually get a sunburn inside the stadium. So the roof is like transparent. It's a stunning looking stadium. Rams, a little better coach, made more key plays. This is 15 minutes from my house. It's right off.
It looked amazing.
Yeah, right off the freeway. Look at that circular screen. Stan Kroenke's best friends with Jerry Jones, and Jerry's the one that told him, move from St. Louis. We need NFL in Los Angeles. It succeeded. It looked really big, even with fans.
Yeah, it's a sight.
It is a sight. During these unprecedented times, you can rely on LegalZoom, not a law firm. Don't have to leave your house. LegalZoom.com. Take care. Life meets legal. And boost healthy testosterone and burn fat. Check it out. MDriveForMen.com. That's MDriveForMen.com. A supplement every morning. Good Monday, Joy. Liked it.
First Monday, Football Monday.
Highest rated Fox Week 1 game in 4 years. By the way, a couple of on another network. Steelers and Giants tonight.
Yep.
Drew Lock tonight. Denver against Tennessee. Football reigns. The Herd.